Hello, folks. This is Eddie Lazary with the Change Your POV Podcast Network. And we've got a whole bunch of guys on this veteran-centric podcast network. And you can find more by heading over to changeyourpov.com. Anyway, so my co-host and I, Bennett Tanton, about a year ago kind of stumbled upon Anchor. And we were early adopters and we were on during the beta phase. But it didn't offer a lot of the features we were looking for, so we kind of dropped off of that a little bit and kind of faded away. And now Anchor's come out with some new features that we want to kind of experiment with and take advantage of. And so I got one of our other co-hosts, Mr. Jeff Adamick, on Anchor just a few minutes ago, and we did a recording. And so this is our interview with each other during our commute home. I'm in my car and it's raining. You'd probably be able to hear the rain and the wipers, and he's in his car, and well, he's Jeff, so sometimes it's hard to understand him, just period. But anyway, I hope you check this out. I hope you like this. And we're going to try to experiment, like I said, and do a little bit more of this as the days and months go on. So stay tuned.
Are you there?
Yes.
All right, finally.
How you doing, man?
Good. It took me a couple minutes. See, the thing is, the other recording already ended. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
All right, good.
Yeah, I think there's a time limit on those links so they don't last forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So welcome to Anchor, my friend. I'm glad you're here.
Well, I'm glad I'm here too. Tell me what I'm doing here now.
All right. So we're recording right now, so when this is done, it'll actually get uploaded as an episode.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so an Anchor will actually post the episodes, and they aggregate it out to all of the other so they'll send it to Apple iTunes, they'll send it to Pocket Cast, they'll send it to several other podcast aggregators. So it's basically like legit, you could like start and maintain your own podcast right from this platform. And what's amazing about it is we have the ability to do these phone-to-phone conversations that are recorded, right?
Right.
So this is kind of, obviously you and I both have our conventional, traditional podcasts, but, you know, that records getting behind the microphone and hitting, you know what I mean, doing the whole podcast thing. Whereas this is kind of a quick on the fly. You could, how many times have you and I had a conversation on the phone that would have just turned into a good episode if we had a chance to record it, right?
More times than I can count, to be quite honest with you.
Right. And me and Bennett as well, and I'm sure you and other people that you talk to. So this is kind of a great way. And I created this Change Your POV Podcast Network on Anchor. And my plan is to give you and Bennett and everyone else like the username and password to it so you can log in as the network. And then you can host your conversations, your shows, or you can just create your own podcast channel, essentially using your own name, or you can do Changing Hearts and Minds or whatever. So it's really kind of versatile and it's really kind of cool. So it's really easy, and you can actually record from your computer. So I actually have my microphone hooked up to my computer, and you can legit record episodes from your show, or you can also download audio and upload it into Anchor as its own episode. So I've done that too. I've taken a couple of our old shows, a Motivation Monday and another one, and I think I took the Dale Dye episode and uploaded it into Anchor. So it's available as its own episode on the podcast. So it's pretty interesting. I'm excited to see kind of what you can and can't do with it, and if nothing else, we'll give it a try and kind of see how it goes. Like, what do you see as, you know, personally, some things that you could do with it, just from what I've told you?
Well, I think the big thing is well, first of all, is it raining where you're at?
It is.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Well, yeah, that I can hear it. So, first of all, the audio sounds fantastic. Considering the fact that you and I are speaking over our iPhones back and forth with one another. Second of all is, I think just us as a network, and for those fans out there who are listening, you guys can see that, you may not see it all the time, but this is a good example of Eddie and Bennett and myself, specifically us three, are always trying out new different mediums and new different platforms to get our message out and to be able to reach you guys and talk to you guys about different things. This is just yet another one of the many, many different methods. And wow, that rain's getting really loud. This is just another one of those many different methods that we use to get the message out to you guys. And so I think just us as a podcast network being willing to go out there and try new different things, try out different types of technologies and different new platforms, it just shows that our dedication to making sure that we get the best product out to our listeners as possible. So I think having the ability to jump on with somebody short notice, do a subject or a topic, like let's say the bombing in Syria the other day turned into a full-out, all-scale war in less than 12 hours. This could have been a good method of a couple of us getting on and talking about the plus and minuses of this situation, and you know, helping us get out to our listeners and our fans, and then either calm or bring them the real information in more of a real time, almost like a Fox News alert as a change of POV news part.
Right. Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of things that happen very quickly, very real time, and sometimes we have great conversations about it off the record because we just don't have the time or the bandwidth to get behind a microphone and do it like legit. So having, like you said, having just kind of a snap checkpoint or a way to quickly pull out a phone and have a conversation about something that's happening in real time, I think it's a powerful tool, and it gives us the opportunity as content creators to create off the cuff content, and then also gives our listeners a little bit more of an authentic look behind the curtain, so to speak. Not to overdo the cliche, but you know, just kind of get people a little bit more familiar with who we are personally.
Yeah, you know, it's great. Now, I don't foresee this, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't foresee this replacing our general Skype or our other methods. We do use multiple methods, guys, of recording out there. This can't right. replace stuff having, for example, I have a very well-known author that I've been working on trying to get on. He writes a lot of books that have to do with military guys, and they're actual fiction books. So, but I like him. I enjoy him very much. And I've been working on getting him on the show. For someone like that, with the pre-planning out and everything, going with the traditional route of Skype or one of the other, or Zoom or one of those others, is going to be the route we would go with that. But yeah. For somebody else in the podcast community, you know, say an Eddie Lazzari, you know, Michael Penny, somebody else that's in this kind of community, this would be a faster way for us to put together some work with a lot that could get us out there and get the information out there to yeah. our public in a more
well, and I
manner.
Think too that there's been a few people that I wanted to interview, and like one gentleman, he was a Vietnam veteran, and you know, I met him through LinkedIn. Facebook, and great guy, and but I mean, he barely knew how to work Facebook. Like, he said his granddaughter came and like set him up or something, and so like he doesn't touch anything, he lives by himself, and I was trying to talk him into getting on Skype or Zoom or something to do recording, and he just couldn't.
You were interviewing my father-in-law.
He just could not. He was like, he kept asking me, can I do this over the phone. And at the time, we didn't really have any capability to record the other conversation over the phone. And so if I had had this, I could have been like, hey, because Anchor is available on iOS as well as Android, I could have been like, hey, you know, download this simple app and I'll text you the link, which is how you and I got connected. Very simple. Takes yeah. all the guesswork out of it, and boom, and it's got decent audio. I could have done a fairly, obviously I would probably be in a quiet environment. I wouldn't be in my car in the rain like I am right now. But
nor would I be in the car.
Right.
Like
and I think it would have yielded a fairly, you know, consumable audio podcast. So I just don't want to say no to content creation because the barrier of entry is too difficult for some. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So, I know that you attempted over the weekend to get me to link up with this, and Saturday, unfortunately, and here we go with one of our stories. Saturday, unfortunately, I was at a cheerleading competition because I really do like to do some cheer in my off time. It's one of my very many. No, I'm kidding, guys. My daughter is a up and coming cheerleader, and so I was there at that competition. Eddie had sent me this link, trying to get me to link up, and I could not at the time. But here we are. I'm on my way home from work, and Eddie hits me up with this, and over with me pulling over into a gas station and downloading the app very quickly and getting myself linked up to it. Here we are. So I really do think, I think it's a benefit more than it is a hindrance. The only thing is I think we need to have this added to our network page as maybe an extra, you know, like we have, for those of you who have not been on our show, we have an entire page that is meant for our guests to be able to know exactly what they need to do to be guests on our shows. And so maybe, you know, as our own little wiki, maybe we need to add a page with this information on it too, because I do like this. Now, is this a cost that we are incurring on top of our normal costs?
No,
is this a paid service?
This is totally free, man.
And we get unlimited time? Wow, that's impressive, man. I'm not even giving lip service.
right.
You know, with Zoom and stuff. Zoom is a great for audio, but it is a pay service if you want more than just the standard.
Right, exactly. You get like 15 account. Minutes or something. That's it. Right.
Yeah. I think that's it. I mean, and I still have the Zoom account. I know that us as a network, we have one. I think we have one account. That we all kind of share, and that's so the folks out there listening understand. We part of the reason why our network works so well, I do know that a lot of people are like, well, I only listen to your show, Jeff, so why do I have to filter through all the other shows? There's two reasons, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Reason number is because the other shows are worth your time, and if I don't force you to listen to them, you may not, and you can easily just pass by a show you don't want to listen to, or listen to the other ones, and if you don't get exposure to those shows, you don't know what you're missing out on. So, second is, we all set our costs. It's not expensive, but it's also not cheap to run a podcast. There is cost incurred in it, especially if you want to have people actually listening to a quality show. And so, you know, like Eddie and Bennett talk about all the time, and you hear me and the other guys, you know, Andrew and Dwayne talk about, we do come out of our pockets with a lot of stuff, and we do have an offset by our Patreon subscribers. And also, I do recommend if you're not a Patreon subscriber to go to Patreon and donate a dollar or so out of your hard-earned money so that we can bring you this stuff. But this is something that we come out of our pocket for. So coming across some kind of a program or an outlet like this that is free for us to do does help us increase our ability to deliver, you know, professional content to our listeners. So it's always nice to have stuff like this pop up. And this isn't the first time that we've had something like this pop up, but this is definitely the first time that I've had one pop up that I felt immediately comfortable right away.
Yeah. And for those that are, now that we're about 12 minutes into our recording, why don't you introduce yourself, Jeff?
Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jeff Adick. I am the host of Changing Hearts and Minds on the Change Your POV Podcast Network. And I'm also the host of and the co-host for all of the episodes of Lessons in Leadership Band of Brothers podcast series, which was a Changing Hearts and Minds production that was released also on the Change Your POV Podcast Network. You'll hear all kinds of different guys on there, like Eddie, Bennett, and all the other hosts from this network, and along with other guys from other podcasts, up to and including guys like Captain Dale Dye, who is a Hollywood legend, really, and bringing that up. I'd like to take a moment for all those who are out there to remind everyone that the Hollywood community and the veteran community lost a great legend this past weekend. R. Lee Ermey passed away. Semper Fi, that guy, and everything he did for veterans in the Hollywood community and veterans not in the Hollywood community. I think he brought a lot of awareness to people about the kind of people that
Veterans really didn't know
are.
He died.
He died yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Arlie Ermey, 74 years old. Arlie Ermey passed away yesterday morning from complications of pneumonia.
No way.
Sad day, man. Him and Art Bell. I mean, Art Bell, who's a broadcasting legend himself, especially guys like us in the podcast community. Many people don't like that paranormal or conspiracy theory stuff, but Art Bell was one of the few guys who, along with Arlie Ermey, really brought attention to a fringe element of broadcast media. And so both those guys, we lost both those guys this past weekend. And so,
damn, man.
Yeah, I was gonna post something tonight, maybe put a blog together, keep an eye out for it. I'm thinking about getting with Dwayne and maybe Bennett and doing maybe a group blog about Arlie Ermey and what he meant to all of us. And then maybe we can put together one of our shows later.
Yeah, man, I think
and talk about Arlie Ermey and what he did for veterans, and especially veterans in performance media and performance.
I think that's a great, I mean, because we need to do this more often. I mean, we recently released an episode last week, roundtable discussion around gun control, and that turned out to be a fantastic topic and a great conversation. And yeah, man, I definitely think we could get together and talk some Ermey, man.
And get some sound bites of old Arlie doing the very famous 15-minute unscripted rant that he does in the beginning of Full Metal Jacket. A lot of people don't know this, but that was the director had Arlie Ermey on set as a technical advisor, much like what Dale Dye did. And what happened was Arlie Ermey was being a former drill sergeant himself, or drill instructor, as the Marine Corps calls it. He was so good at putting forth what it sounded like that the director, very famous director, the guy who did 2001 Space Odyssey and The Shining, he put together a moment where he's like, hey, I want to record you doing a full-out rant like you would do to brand new recruits. And so that initial rant that he went on in that film, although it wasn't the original screen test that he did, he had recorded a 15-minute long yelling at the recruits rant that never repeated itself nor became just, redundant. He actually attacked these guys independently, going, bullshit, I bet you could suck a golf ball through a garbage hose. All that stuff was all Arlie Ermey coming up with it off the cuff on his own. And it impressed the director and the producer so much that they released the actor who was going to be playing the drill sergeant and hired Arlie Ermey to be the actor that filled that role. He had done some acting before, but that was really the thing that catapulted him into being a household name as far as veterans and war films can remember, and sent him skyrocketing into what I like to call the Hollywood War Film Hall of Fame.
Dude, I've watched Full Metal Jacket 1,000 times, and most times it's just watching the first 30 minutes of the show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. The first hour of the movie, is like a totally different movie from the second hour.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that the rest of the show wasn't good, but, you know.
No, very good. Very good about the horrors of war and the different ways that war affects people. But really, Dan, that first hour with Kyle and you know, Cowboy and Joker, and he really comes up with all those names on his own. And he does a great job of portraying a guy that you hated and loved all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... And he's some of the one-liners. I mean, there's hardly a Joe or a Marine out there who can't at least, you know, mention some of those lines that he pulls out.
Oh, absolutely.
That, you know, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. You know, it's stuff like that. It's just, you know,
oh, God.
Choke yourself. Not with your hands, numb nuts, with mine. You know, it's you just... He does a great... I mean, just a fantastic job.
Yeah, that show would not be...
It was a movie that made people worldwide, you know, look at other people in basic and go, what did you think it was going to be like, dude? Have you never seen Full Metal Jacket?
Right.
You know, it's like basic was made easier by his attempts to really shine light on what basic is really like for people. So God bless Arlie Ermey, and you will be missed, sir. Valhalla, its gates await you, the warrior that you are. And we lost a great guy, and the world is better for having a man like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, amen, so. For sure. Well, thank you, sir. It's it's good talking to you. Good catching up. I think we need to do more of this, and
great.
Just
and so with this will be released. This will be released as what? As like a bonus episode.
It's gonna.
Are we gonna release
I don't know. It's
this?
Gonna go on. It's gonna go right there on Anchor, and people can listen to it right from Anchor. We'll put some links on the website to kind of draw people to it. And it'll all.
Yeah, yeah. Send me the link. Also, send me the link. I'll drop it on the Lessons in Leadership page. Yeah. Which that's one last thing. I don't know if you've noticed on there, but today I've started to migrate Lessons in Leadership Band of Brothers page to be more of a Changing Hearts and Minds fan page. Because with Lessons in Leadership closing out, I don't want to leave that group out there running stagnant, not evolving. Because there's a lot of people in there that were not on the Changing Hearts and Minds page. And also as a group page, it gives more of the people an interaction. So I've changed some things on there. I've put on there that I'm going to keep releasing leadership or military history or any kind of thing that has a certain interview that will fit in with the lessons in leadership portion of that has been changed. So it is now a little bit of a migrated, evolved page. And I'll post this on there too once it gets the links out there.
Yeah, man.
So out there, for those of you who don't know, look for Lessons in Leadership, Changing Hearts and Minds group. It's a fan group that did start out as just a Band of Brothers fan group, but is now migrated into being more of a fan group for those who are into the Changing Hearts and Minds and the Band of Brothers episode. And it will also be LinkedIn and sister network groups to things like the Change Your POV Squad, Change Your POV Podcast page, Changing Hearts and Minds Podcast page, Neophyte in the Woods, Headspace and Timing, all those pages. We've got quite a bit of media out there for you guys to get your hands around and dig right into, and we endorse that, all that stuff.
Yeah, man. All right, brother. Well, you take it easy. Thanks for your time, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Well, this is Monday, so I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to do this again throughout the week.
I can't wait, man. You know me. I love being on air.
All right,
right on, brother.
Later. All right.
All right.